So I'm really excited to go after Ching because what he just showed shows the power of data. And we all know that data is one of these really important topics when it comes to media, when it comes to advertising. So before I get into kind of the gist of Block Graph, I wanted to spend a little bit of time introducing you to FreeWheel, Block Graph, and Comcast, who you guys probably are aware of, small little Philadelphia company. So when I describe Block Graph and FreeWheel and Comcast, I'd like to describe it in the context of nesting dolls. So at the top, you have Comcast, NBC Universal, the biggest media company in the world. FreeWheel is the advanced advertising umbrella. And FreeWheel is building a tech platform for the entirety of the new TV ecosystem. And I'll explain a little bit about what I mean on that new TV ecosystem here in a minute. Block Graph is something that's really exciting that we're personally excited and spearheading on behalf of the entire TV and media industry. And Block Graph's on a quest to build what we call the safe identity layer. So when we describe this, you'll see, but data is really something that we take very seriously, and we're trying to make data both safe and easy for marketers and for audiences. So a little bit of context. When you see the media coverage around the television industry, it's largely centered around its demise. People are saying that television is in the midst of a decline, cable cutting is happening, and there's a tremendous amount of adoption of streaming platforms. We take a little bit of a different perspective at FreeWheel. We actually think television is in its golden age. And if you think about the amount of premium content, whether that's Game of Thrones, whether it's The Voice, whether it's The Americans on FX, there's more content available than ever before. There are nearly 500 shows, scripted originals created last year, and that's just a tremendous opportunity for consumers to be engaged in immersive storytelling. But that content's being consumed in a very different way today. There are more ways that a viewer at the center of the television ecosystem can access content than ever before. That content can be consumed across more services, whether that's OTT, connected TV, streaming, traditional MVPDs, and on more different devices than ever before. And that's creating a really fragmented audience across all of those different profiles. Pardon. Lower the mic a little bit. That content's creating that adoption of content and consumption of content paired with the connectivity where we're always connected through our phones and social networking, more data than ever before. That data is growing at a nearly exponential rate, and we only think it's going to go up from here. Advertisers are no strangers to data. There's nowhere, perhaps, that the demand for leveraging data to drive business results is greater than in advertising. Marketers are under pressure from their CFOs to prove that their marketing is effective and to actually target specific audiences that they know will be good customers. So they want to use their own CRM data, they want to use their own understanding of prospects to target specific audiences across that fragmented ecosystem. They want to use data to optimize media spend, and they want to, on the back end, see whether or not the ad that they served was effective. Did it actually drive people to the stores? Did it make them go make a purchase of a particular piece of good or service? So this is the future. Not surprisingly, there have been digital media platforms that have been extremely adept at building really valuable data networks. And these data networks have very virtuous feedback cycles where more data begets more data because services become more valuable for consumers and for advertisers. So when it comes to consumers, as people use those digital platforms, products, they get stronger. And those predictions can become better and better. That's a great thing for consumers. On the flip side, for advertisers, being able to more accurately understand an advertisement is effective, is really great, and being able to more specifically pinpoint an audience is a really, really powerful thing for advertisers. So both of these things create more data into these platforms. Not surprisingly, digital advertising has been growing at a tremendous rate. And part of that is that content is being consumed on those digital devices, but it's also that the data, the amount of data that's being created every year is actually a really valuable resource for those marketers. So what we did here is we plotted digital advertising on one axis and its growth, which you can kind of see as the bars, and then we also plotted the amount of worldwide data created on a different axis, the horizontal axis. And not surprisingly, they're growing at very similar growth rates. That's a really exciting thing. That growth is being captured by the digital platforms that have tremendous access to broad data sets, deep data sets, and very rich data sets. So, well done. But we know this. We see the headlines every year. Digital is facing some data challenges. And that's being driven by privacy concerns. We can't go another week without seeing another announcement of a data breach. Consumers are really, really concerned about it, but so are advertisers. We surveyed a group of advertisers to get their perspectives on data in TV and in digital media. And what we found is that almost 80% of advertisers said that consumer privacy and protecting consumer privacy was a big priority this year, a top priority this year, rather. Likewise, when it comes to data and digital and other media channels, there is a lot of concern around consumer backlash, when data is being used. And then finally, on the flip side, there's just an uncertainty around what will the regulatory environment look like. This all underscored with the fact that under 50% of marketers, when they were asked in our survey whether or not they felt their data was being securely captured, only 50% actually felt that were true. We're trying to get that number up because data is a really powerful resource. We want to make sure that we're giving advertisers kind of the security, and we're giving consumers the security that data is being used in responsible ways. So now I'm going to pivot topics and talk about TV. So we're talking about the future of TV, that place where premium content can be consumed across a number of different channels. Advertisers want to start applying data into television advertising. And in that same survey, we asked them, what is the percentage of advertising that is data-enabled last year, this year, and in 2020, next year? And what we found was that, not surprisingly, only 20% of advertising today, they felt, of their budgets were data-enabled. However, by as early as next year, they believe that 40% of their ad budget will be data-enabled. So we're at this tremendous moment in time where data is going to be the future of not just digital, but television advertising. But there are a couple challenges that we have to solve first. The first is that data within the TV ecosystem works very differently than within digital media. There are a multiple number of different players in the ecosystem, whether that's TV distributors, content owners, advertising inventory owners, and the consumer themselves, each of whom has a piece of the puzzle. So that data is fragmented across a number of different parties across the supply chain. So that's one big challenge right in the middle, the data silos that exist. The other big challenge is that given that fragmentation of viewing across different devices, across different access points, there's a challenge to understand an audience and develop a 360-degree view if you're a marketer and be able to target an audience at scale across the different devices. And this is all just underscored by the fact that when it comes to data, given a lot of the privacy considerations and security considerations, it's not really easy to apply data to TV advertising. So at BlockGraph, we're really focused on doing two things. How do we make data safe and easy? Because data is a really powerful tool, but we understand that it needs to be treated with the utmost protections and provide a mechanism so that data owners are maintaining complete autonomy and control over their insights. But it also needs to be easy to access data across different pools and in a responsible, insight-based way. So what's Block Graph? A little bit about that. Our aha moment that we had a couple of years ago was that you don't actually need to combine data in one centralized repository to access it. What you need is the ability to connect different data sets across the entire media supply chain. And Block Graph is focused on solving this specific problem. The first thing that's important to keep in mind, we use the word decentralized a lot in technology, but with Block Graph, what that means is every party who joins this network across the TV ecosystem will keep control of all of their audience insights. But by running common software in a closed network, they're going to be able to connect into this shared audience identity layer. And that shared audience identity layer is the ability to say, I have A, you have A. We're not going to share any data about audience member A. We're just going to hash our data. So that's a cryptography word for those unfamiliar. And by doing that, we're able to deterministically or provably determine that we're talking about the same record. And when that happens across an ecosystem, it creates tremendous network effects. So as more people join, there's more ability to understand an audience, and different people will have different pieces of the puzzle. But the important thing is that the data is staying completely in each party's control. Insights controls mean that when a data owner or a company with data wants to share insights, whether that's some type of aggregated planning report or some type of attribution for a media measurement, that can be done with controls, rights management built in to prevent any leakage of underlying data to parties that are not part of that supply chain transaction. And I got through about 75% of the blockchain for TV advertising without mentioning blockchain. So how are we using it? When we describe this to a lot of people, we say this is 90% distributed systems, cryptography, and security, and 5% blockchain. Blockchain we're using for a specific purpose, which is when insights are shared between parties, how do you make sure that there's a ledger, a trusted ledger that doesn't require a third party to maintain, that tracks the usage of those data insights? So quick, brief overview on how data matching today exists if a marketer wanted to activate a data-driven campaign in TV, and then we'll go into a little bit how Block Graph will solve. So in today's ecosystem, if let's say there's a media company who has an audience and an advertiser who's trying to reach an audience and they want to do an audience-based campaign. So I'm an advertiser and I want to target a list of truck enthusiasts and I have data for truck enthusiasts and I want to match that against the audience for a media company who has inventory, advertising. In today's world, there is the use of third parties, trusted third parties, that provide data escrow or data matching services. So in this world of today, each of those two parties sends that data to a third party who looks at the data, provides a matching overlap analysis, and creates synthetic audience IDs, anonymized audience identifiers that can be used by each of those two parties, and sends it back to the advertiser and the media company. So now they can agree on a list of synthetic IDs that that third party provided. This is slow, it's expensive, and it's centralized, which means there's a single point of failure. So this is, for those technologists in the room, you know that this can be challenging. Block Graph is a peer-to-peer approach for data matching. So what we're offering is by joining this common network and running common software, the advertiser and media company keep their data within their own cloud, within their own private instance of their own servers that their operators can see how the software is operating. But by running that software, it encrypts those data sets and allows the ability through the encrypted data to perform direct immediate, scalable, and decentralized matching, peer-to-peer matching of an audience to a customer without exposing the raw data that either party has. So a quick use case, because I'm running short on time. Planning. So now assume we have a Ford advertiser. Let's say it's Ford. It could be any auto advertiser who has a list of customers who are in the market for a car. And they have whatever audience data they whatever IDs they have to represent that audience. Ford, by joining the network, could upload that segment of users to its own cloud and pass it to someone, let's say a TV network, who has the rights to sell advertising. In the case of traditional linear TV, that inventory owner doesn't actually have a customer relationship because they're distributing through MVPDs. So they don't know anything about that audience. It's a little different in direct-to-consumer. The MVPD does. However, the MVPD has its own privacy requirements, its own business requirements around data, and keeping its data proprietary. So it doesn't want to send the audience data to inventory owners or advertisers directly for some of those purposes that I mentioned. But by joining the network, all three parties can connect the user. So in this case, the segment list is encrypted, sent to the MVPD, who can now understand within its own footprint which of my audience members matched against that segment list. So now they know a list of in-target segments. From an execution perspective, the distributor in real time can look up the audience and determine, is that person in target for an ad? And if so, let me serve them a targeted ad. So now they're able to determine whether or not the appropriate user is in target and make that decision. So that reduces waste, it creates a lot of value for the advertiser, and it's done in a way that doesn't leak data. And then lastly, this is where it gets really exciting. The advertiser can, let's say, wants to understand, was the advertising effective? And they now have a list of people who made a purchase for, let's say, people who bought an F-150 truck. They can encrypt that same data as a segment, send it over to the MVPD partner or partners, and ask, on an aggregated basis, what percentage of this segment of 1,000 purchasers actually made a purchase? And the MVPD can respond back with the aggregated insight. So in this case, you're not saying Jason made a purchase, but you're saying, of this, how effective was the overall advertising? So this provides the benefit of data-driven targeting and attribution without any of the leaking that could happen by going down to the granular atomic level. So it's really privacy forward in that sense. So what I'll leave you with is our thesis. How do you make data safe, easy, and profitable for everyone in the ecosystem? Because we want to build the future towards data-driven TV, and we want the television ecosystem to continue to thrive so that this room collectively can continue to focus on telling great stories and reaching audiences in compelling ways. So when it comes to safety, that's safety for both the audience on whom the data is collected, but also the owners of data insights. When it comes to ease, we want to make data-driven targeting very seamless and the ability to combine insights across a platform very strong. And then we want to make this something that creates ecosystem value, so every party in the ecosystem stands to benefit. Marketers have access to the ability to do more targeting, which reduces waste, so they're actually reaching the right audiences effectively. Media owners can prove the value of their media at actually driving results. Distributors can prove the value of their footprint, but also the value, it creates new insights revenue streams for them. And lastly, consumers can trust that their data is being used securely and only by the parties with whom they have direct relationships on. So we're really excited about this. Thank you for the opportunity and look forward to hearing from you guys throughout the day.
Excellent. Thank you, Jason. Block graph.